Still getting to the bottom of the deadly pandemic. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, Dr. Stephen Quay detailing how the SARS-CoV-2 pathogen appears to be engineered for human infection, further supporting the unsolved lab leak theory. Here now, Dr. Stephen Quay, Atossa Therapeutics, Inc., founder and one of the original scientists, calling on the WHO to investigate the origins of the virus. Doctor, glad to have you with us today. I want to read from your recent piece in the Wall Street Journal. You write, based on the scientific evidence alone, an unbiased jury would be convinced that SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus escaped after being created in a laboratory. You go on to write, let China keep its firewall of secrecy. A suspect who refuses to testify can still be convicted. What gets you a conviction here, doctor? What's the evidence you're pointing to?
Well, thanks for having me, Brian. I mean, the evidence is really in all three aspects of the infection. So it hasn't been found in any animal in China, and they've tested over 80,000 animals of all of the typical suspects you'd expect. They have tested over 9,000 samples from hospitals before the pandemic, usually a zoonosis, what this is called. You would see about 400 folks who had the infection, but it wasn't supporting human-to-human transmission. And finally, the virus is highly adapted for humans, unlike previous epidemic viruses. So no animal, the virus is ideal for humans, and no human experience before the epidemic. All three of those are sort of a one in a million probability, and they compound with each other.
So if you've got those three things together, what you're saying is the WHO, which apparently is beginning yet another investigation, they don't need to do that. We don't need any more investigations. What we need to do is confront the evidence. Doctor, what do you want to see happen next, given this evidence?
So I think obviously the most important thing is we've got sort of gotten through this pandemic in one form or another, but definitely not have another one. So some of the additional work I've done has shown that this very laboratory that I believe was involved with SARS-CoV-2 was working on the Nipah virus, which has an 80 to 90% lethality. So in December 2019, they were working on doing genetic synthetic biology with the Nipah virus. This has to stop. We need to stop doing these kinds of dangerous experiments and figure out how, if we can ever do them again in a proper fashion.
How much risk are we putting ourselves at by not landing on this lab leak origin and doing something about it? It sounds to me like we're setting ourselves up for more of this because we can't, or we won't let ourselves get to the bottom of the origin of this virus.
That's absolutely true. If we do not, as a public, ask the scientists to tell us the gain, the risk and benefit of doing this called gain of function research, if we let them do it and we keep it under their control, the next pandemic could be 20, 30, 40% lethality. So just think about what we just went through with a 1% lethal virus. Multiply that by 20, 30, 40. This is the most dangerous, I hate to use the word existential, it gets overused, but this is an existential threat to life as we know it on this planet.
We're messing around on the edges, it feels like, in so many things, and we won't go to the heart of this issue, which is absolutely critical to keeping ourselves safe in the future. Dr. Stephen Quay, we appreciate your thoughts today. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
His piece is interesting because he says, look, China won't cooperate. Who cares? We know everything we need to know, and we got to start doing something about this.